Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
All right, so good morning and happy, happy, holy Mother's Day. Like, what an amazing day to acknowledge these godly women who have mentored us, who have given birth to us, who have just been like the most amazing role models and kind of like who we want to be when we grow up. So here's the deal. I had the good fortune of having an amazing mother for 18 years. My mom passed away when I was a senior in high school. It was completely unexpected and it absolutely changed my life for the worst, right? I was just not prepared to lose this person who was such a powerful influence in my life. And I don't know if we're ever ready, but I do know that I was blessed with a new mother when my dad remarried. And so I've had the privilege and blessing of two amazing, godly women. And I never understood like what this whole thing motherhood was about. As a matter of fact, a couple people in my life told me when I got pregnant that I would be a phenomenal mother for boys, but not so much for girls. And that was kind of scary to me because as some of you know, I do have four children and the first two did show up as boys, but the second two showed up as girls. And so I think hands down, my girls would tell you I have a better relationship with my boys. So I don't know. I think what you think about is what you bring about. And that prophecy seemed to ring true in my life. But here's the deal about motherhood. You know, I thought marriage and wedding vows were just so ambiguous and skewed and uncertain. But when I became a mother, that ambiguity, that uncertainty, that level of I don't even know what, to actually love something more than yourself. It's just the most incredible feeling. It brings the most incredible joy and at times the most incredible sorrow. And there's just not this book. I have not found anybody who has stepped into my life as a mentor or a role model that has told me, no, this is the way. This is the way you are guaranteed to get good, godly, loving, kind children. And so, you know, I'm falling down on the job on a pretty regular basis. But here's what I can tell you. Here's what I learned a little bit about motherhood. That it is this beautiful and terrifying thing all at the same time. That you won't always be happy as a mom. I often have said on the show, you know, I'm as happy as my saddest kid, which typically in my life, because they have been brought into parents who are most intense and most irritable, someone's just not always happy at one point in time. I noticed that as a mother, you will always love your children, but there will be times when you do not like them. Okay, which just so you know, heads up, that is completely normal. There will be times when you want to cry in the corner or the kitchen or your car or whenever because you know that they are going through something that is not only killing them, but killing you at the same time. You will learn that you are so much stronger than you thought. The first time you hear your child laugh, you will find a part of your heart that you didn't even realize existed, and it'll make you smile beyond anything you ever thought possible. As a parent, as a mother, you will absolutely doubt yourself. You will at some point sound like your mother and be cringing and giggling at the same time. And you will also, as a mother, come to share information with, at times, complete strangers, or in my case, on the radio, that you never thought was appropriate to share in public until you had children. So here's the deal. We're going to talk today on this show, Journey with Judy, just about some random things, about what it means to be a good mom, what it means to be a godly mom, how your kids might describe you, what type of legacy that you might be living. And here's the deal. I would have described my mother as strong and trustworthy, with character, someone who was versatile, someone who was dependable, God-fearing, honorable, loving, merciful, kind, respected, and robust. So I reached out to my kids and said, hey guys, can you please describe me at my best and at my worst? And here's how I was described at my worst. Crazy, lost, disheveled, assuming, selfish, overprotective, annoying, and a freak show. I hope your kids would describe you in a better way this Mother's Day. You are Journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back on the other side of the break. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with crazy, lost, disheveled, assuming, selfish, overprotective, annoying, and a freak show mother. My daughter, Kennedy, actually wanted to text me one more thing to describe me. She said, you always want to play 20 questions. If I don't respond to your text in 3 minutes, you give me all caps hello with 5,000 question marks. And you make so much unnecessary noise. You are way over the top and you have way too much physical contact. I don't know if that means with Bob or with her or whatever, but what's so beautiful is that I can go and speak all over the country and I can be affirmed and encouraged and oftentimes admired by complete strangers. And I have to remind them that I am not who they think I am. I am who the people in my home say that I am, because they see the everyday face of Judy, the not always happy, loving, kind, merciful, godly woman that I am called to be as a mother and wife, but they see the real me. And there's something about being a mom that brings out some things in us that, like, quite frankly, we'd really maybe didn't even know were there, right? So the beauty is that for every time I am crazy, lost, disheveled, assuming, selfish, overprotective, annoying, in a freak show, there's this other side of me that when the grace of God as a mother is operative, I have been described by my children as faithful and supporting, loving and committed, understanding and strong. And so while the things that I shared with you before the break are probably more consistently the way I might be described, the reality is this responsibility and privilege that we have of being a mother is this godly privilege. I mean, it's this thing that we get called into as women by God, and how we make God present to the people in our lives is just really our privilege and responsibility. And so There's some people out there who have literally defined the definition of mother, much like Webster's. Like, I'm a female parent and I gave birth to, period. Like, I have done my job because I have given birth to you, right? Another description of motherhood is to care for or to protect. I'm a big fan of the Urban Dictionary. It kind of speaks my language. And I love this description of motherhood, which is a woman who loves you unconditionally from birth. One who puts you first. One who will cradle you, although you have stabbed her in the heart multiple times, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I found this quote, which might relate to some of you. Through the blur, I wondered if I was alone or if I was the only mother who felt the way I did, that everything involving my children at times seemed painful. The emotions, whether they were joy, sorrow, love, or pride, were so deep and so sharp that in the end, they left you raw. They left you feeling exposed, but ultimately with some kind of pain. See, the human heart was not designed to beat outside the human body, and yet each child represented just that. A mother's heartbeat forever outside of its chest. See, I open my eyes and think about my children. I go to bed thinking about my children. I wake up in the morning thinking about my children. And sometime in the course of the day, there might be moments where I'm not thinking about them. But the reality is, as a mother, you do have these hearts that are literally beating outside of you. And while they can be all-consuming, and, you know, I'm that kind of parent who does not celebrate on social media all the greatness of my kids, their accomplishments, or I just don't do that. And partially because I feel like if you're going to put those things out there, then you have to tell them, like, when they fall down on the job, when they make a mistake, when they do something you're embarrassed or disappointed in. And so I'm just not willing to put those things out there. And so that's why you don't see much about my kids. But I do like to be real, authentic, honest, and open and transparent about the fact that this thing called motherhood is way, way harder than I ever thought it was going to be. So it's this virtually endless job, right? I mean, I read a quote recently that said, you know, when I took the job as motherhood, the only shift available was 24/7. Like 24/7, I am thinking about, praying for, you know, wishing, wanting, believing, and hoping that you turn out better than me. And I can honestly say when I look back, my husband is so good about reminding me, you know, what were you doing when you were 18? Like, what were you doing? Well, clearly I am not the measurement of what I hope for my kids. As a mother, I want so much more. You know, I want my daughters to be people who are raised with respect and dignity. I want my boys to be young men who grow up to be godly and treat women with the respect and the dignity that they deserve. And here's the deal. There is just no guarantee. Like scripture says, we train our children up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. But truth be told, there are times where they depart. There are windows or months or seasons of life where you wonder, like, are they ever going to get it? And why do they need to learn the lesson, you know, on the field trip when clearly I taught them this in the classroom? But there's something about being a person of faith, being a godly woman, that you turn to God and you absolutely trust beyond a shadow of a doubt. And you know that if you continue to be a godly example and point them to Jesus, that hopefully, like, you can only hope and pray that God will indeed work things, all things out for their highest and best good. And so here's the deal, guys. You know, I am a mother of four children, but here's what I'm not. I'm not a cooker and I'm not a baker. And by most people's standards, I'm a really bad homemaker. I'm not a room mom and never been volunteer of the year. I've never been a chaperone or the coach of cheer. But I do love the Lord and He loves me right back. And this I know for an absolute fact, that I am chosen, adopted, redeemed, and forgiven. And I know the life as a mother He wants me to be living. It's a life of love and mercy and grace. It's a life that desires to see His face, to see Him and to be Him to my children each day, to follow His lead no matter what the way. And so that was my poem that I wrote today for you. Happy Mother's Day. You are journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And that is because of Cunis Country Auto Group that sponsors our show. We'll be back.
And where would I be without you? When I need to stay, I'll be chasing every breeze that blows my way.
So welcome back. You're journeying with Judy this Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to every woman. You know, as a woman, whether we have given birth literally or not, we have been given the gift of bringing life. Okay, as women, God has given us this amazing, undeniable gift of influence to have an impact on this world, to leave this world better than we found it. Of course, I'm a Catholic woman, so I have a true devotion to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it's funny because when the kids were little, they would be very quick to remind me that Mary would not treat Jesus in the way that I was treating them. And I always found that comical because my response, of course, what anyone would say to a six-year-old is, when you start acting like Jesus, then I'll start acting like Mary. But in the meantime, you better run to your room and pray the rosary that I don't kill you right here and right now. Because here's the deal. This whole motherhood thing is so, I don't want to say it's not what I signed up for, because to some degree it is absolutely what I signed up for. To love without measure and condition, to forgive the unforgivable, that every day would be a fresh start, that I would judge as a mother my children, not only on their actions, but what I know their true intentions and hearts are about. But it's not a job. It's just not a job or a task or a hobby. It's not something we step in and out of. It is this calling to love. It is a calling to love well, to instruct hearts, to be present. It is a calling to me to make Jesus known. And as we're making Jesus known as mothers, which is a choice that we have got to make every day. We constantly put someone else's happiness and well-being before our own. Oftentimes, as mothers, we give up what we want now for what we want most when we are trying so desperately to teach these hard lessons. It is, as a mother, it is about doing the right thing when you're not even sure what the right thing is. It's about forgiving yourself as a mother over and over while you're patting yourself on the back for the times when you think they might have actually gotten it and they're not as clueless as you thought they might be. And now, because you didn't give birth to the four kids I do, maybe this is relatable to you. I hope it is on some level, because as women, we have this gift of influence, and oftentimes we think it's about being perfect. And I will rest on the fact that anything in my life, especially as a mother, it is so not about being perfect, but instead incorporating the imperfection, right? Living on purpose, with passion, recognizing that with God, all things are possible, and that really at times as a mother, I find the greatest solace in praying. I mean, I can't fix it. I can't undo it. I can't. There's times where I don't have words, right? But praying for the well-being for my children, praying that when they're led into temptation, they're caught. It's funny because one of my children said to me the other day, the reason I got in trouble is because you keep praying that I get caught. Well, yes, I do, because I want God to intervene at this level versus my children getting away with something that isn't in their highest and best good for a period of time where the consequences might be greater. But here's a sad thing. If I look at a statistic about women and specifically mothers, statistics say that we are sadder than we ever have been. As women, we are sadder. We are sadder than we were 40 years ago. And I think this is why, because statistics also tell us that as women, and again, as women, typically a lot of times we're mothers, we are focusing on our weaknesses. We focus on what we are doing wrong rather than what we are doing right, right? We define ourselves as mothers by what we aren't. I've said this, and I think it bears repeating, that comparison is the death of contentment. You know, as a wife or as a mother, we are looking at either someone else being better than us or someone else being worse than us. And the real measurement for our motherhood, the good news is it takes into effect all of our experiences and our education and our opinions, which typically are what we filter and the lens that we look at everything through. My kids often remind me, hey, Mom, like, I'm not you. Like, I'm not an idiot, and I'm not going to destroy my life like you did. But here's the thing. As mothers, we are raising our children in a culture that is very different. It is a culture that does not point to Jesus. It is a culture that baits them to the edge of disaster and then judges them when they go off the cliff, right? But as mothers, we get to be godly, right? We get to be this expression of God, right? And I just think it's worth explaining that while motherhood, according to one of my definitions, is the largest, most extreme example of something, right? How about that? This definition that I found says that motherhood is the largest and most extreme example of something. Well, if I had to define what I hope and pray that something is for me as a mother, and for you as a mother, I would pray that we could embrace these commandments of God. Okay, we were commanded as mothers to do these very things. Number one, to be available. To be available morning, noon, and night. Okay, so I guess that makes sense why my son Chandler called me at 2 a.m. I literally jumped out of bed, like, just because I just freaked out. I heard my phone ringing and fell to the floor. And I was reminded of what I was going to be talking about today, that we as women, as mothers, are commanded to be available morning, noon, and night. We are commanded to be involved, to be interacting, and to be processing life with our children. We are commanded to teach, commanded to train skills and strengths and spiritual gifts. We are commanded to discipline, to draw the line lovingly and firmly. We are commanded to nurture. which by definition is this whole thing about acceptance and support and unconditional love. And we are to model, we are commanded to model with integrity. Living the way we say, living the way we say. And lastly, we are to take responsibility of motherhood so seriously, to recognize that it is this unique, crucial, ongoing role that is ever changing, but never ending. So my prayer for you this Mother's Day is that your kids do ultimately, maybe not today, rise up and call you blessed, that the legacy that you leave for your kids is that you loved them as God loves them, that you point them to Jesus, and that you completely trust God to work out everything and all things for their highest and best good. So ladies, happy Mother's Day. May God bless you abundantly for the sacrifices and the way you lay your life down every day to be called a mother. So if you're not going to be a good mother, just go ahead and be that female parent who gave birth. I guess according to Webster, that's good enough. Otherwise, keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.